Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of travel and leisure news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
InDrive.money arrives in Brazil with digital loans for drivers. InDrive, a global mobility and urban services platform, has launched InDrive Money in Brazil to support financial inclusion for drivers. Partnering with Emprex, InDrive.money offers cash loans up to $3,000 for drivers in Brazil. Approved borrowers can repay loans directly via the InDrive app, with 10 to 14% of each ride going towards repayment. This initiative addresses the challenges drivers face in accessing fair financial services. The goal is to expand this lending solution to all cities where InDrive operates in Brazil, providing drivers with a transparent and integrated financial tool. Emprex CEO Silvan Roth highlighted the importance of empowering service providers with accessible working capital, transforming complex workflows into a few taps on the InDrive app.
Ocean Network selects Prismian and IT International Telecom for Hawaiian Islands Fiberlink, HIF submarine cable system infrastructure project. Ocean Networks, Inc. has chosen Prismian and International Telecom, Inc. for the Hawaiian Islands Fiberlink project, a crucial step in improving broadband internet access in Hawaii. Prismian will provide 740 kilometers of submarine cable, while IT will handle engineering and installation services. This collaboration is part of the Connect Kako initiative to enhance connectivity across the islands. Ocean Network COO David Blau expressed excitement about the progress, emphasizing the importance of industry expertise. Prismian's submarine telecom business director, David E. Tade, highlighted the project's significance in providing secure and resilient digital infrastructure. IT's VP of Sales and Marketing, Steve Arsenal, praised the opportunity to strengthen Hawaii's telecommunications infrastructure. Ocean Networks is leading the HIFEL project, reinforcing their commitment to advancing digital connectivity in the state. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.